1450 AM, WKXL, 1039 FM in the Concord area, 1019 FM, our new signal in the greater Manchester area. It is Kale and Company. We are presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and by Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord, weedfamilyautomotive.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Justin Cohn.
Is it pulling together or twisting apart? Too afraid on soldered wires, giving off a dying spark. Either way, I'm cold and I'm weary. So if we must burn down this home, dishonesty won't help us, but I can't bear to be alone. Don't lie to me, don't say you know. I need your loving arms around me to keep me from getting cold. Don't lie to me, but don't say I'm wrong. I need that reassurance, darling, till dusk becomes the dawn. I don't want your sympathy, but don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. But we're breaking and crumbling, we're Jericho. Our hearts are undefended and our memories exposed. So dig deep there through that rubble. There must be something on your mind that can bring your love back to me. Oh, we've got breath, so we've got life. Don't lie to me. Don't say you know. I need your loving arms around me to keep me from getting cold. Don't lie. Don't say I'm wrong. I need that reassurance, darling, till dusk becomes the dawn. I don't want your sympathy. No, 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 no. Don't lie to me. So you can't find a reason, neither can I. Still our Lazarus would never start coming back to life. So unfurl this cloth now, this burial shroud. There's no use in trying, but why don't we try anyhow? So please lie to me, please say you know. Your loving arms are showing that I'll never be alone. Please lie to me, but don't say I'm right, even though I suffer. Kidding, darling, maybe we'll survive. I said, delusion is my plea. Oh, I don't want your sympathy. But you know, eventually, this captive must go free. But until then, but just lie to me. Just lie. Just
me. Justin Cohn, ladies and gentlemen, and live in studio here at WKXL. Justin, great to have you with us. One of the great voices, really, in New England or anywhere for that matter. And I think that's a very true statement. I mean, it was Brian Coombs from Rocking Horse Studio that first introduced me to you, and you know, he couldn't say enough good things about you, and they were all certainly true. And I know you've done a lot of work with Brian over the years.
Yeah. I met Brian in I think it was 2015.
Yeah,
I had reached out to him. I saw his name on a New England Music Award. I think he won Best Producer in New England that year at the New England Music Awards, and he. I was like, well, I should start with the best then. And I emailed him and I said, hey, I want to record this EP. I've got five or six songs I want to do. And that's we kind of went from there. I met him. His studio was beautiful up in Pittsfield. It's a wonderful place. So many, the equipment alone, the instruments. Brian's incredibly talented, but then also the musicians he has that come in and
yeah.
session musicians who are now good friends of mine. Worked on that EP that came out in 2016, and then we're working on a full length solo record, hopefully coming out probably late spring next year. But I released a few songs. That was a single that I released. I think it was in March. So that's called "Lie to Me." That last song,
"Lie to Me,"
and that's with a full band and everything in the recording. So that's on all the Spotify and the,
well, it sounds great acoustically as well.
That's how it was written. Everything was written acoustically. Yeah. So I'm happy to hear that. Yeah.
So "Lie to Me," written by you.
Yeah.
Words and music.
Words and music.
Yeah. Yeah. So when did you start writing?
There are songs that I've found. So my father sold a childhood home last year, and so I had to go through a bunch of stuff. And so I found these sheets of this binder full of sheets of lyrics that I think I wrote when I was 10. A lot of them were I was in church a lot then, so there were some Christian songs in there, and there were also some really sappy love songs that I wrote about my crush at the time, the 10-year-old. I thought I was writing something very impressive. But,
I have to go. Now, a 10-year-old, were you writing words and music at that time?
I couldn't play any instruments, but I did have, I had a tune in my head, and what's funny is not all of them, but there were a few that I found that I've remembered how they went.
Yeah.
And I hadn't thought of them in, 18 years, probably.
Right.
So, but I was writing music, but, all in my head. I wasn't able to notate.
Put the notes
I couldn't
down
play guitar. I didn't learn guitar until I was 14 or so.
Oh, you waited a long time.
Well, I didn't play in front of people till I was a senior in high school.
Is that right?
My parents both were really involved in singing in the church, and they're both phenomenal singers, and my dad's a great guitarist in their own right, and they never made me feel like I was going to be less than. They always encouraged me to do it, but I always felt like, oh, they're so good. I'm not going to be, I'm not going to complete the Cohn family troupe here if I'm not good at singing or I can't play guitar very well. So I was insecure about it. And then my senior year of high school, I had an open mic in front of the cafeteria during lunch. So hardly anyone was listening, I thought. And so I took it as an opportunity to go up and I played Hallelujah, a Leonard Cohen song.
Yeah.
My hand, that's the most nervous, still the most nervous I've been playing music. And my hand was shaking. I could hardly pick the strings, but I was able to sing it. And from there, I like to say, it's only nowhere to go but up. There, I was so nervous. It was something I'd never done before, so I was just glad I could get out there and do it. But yeah, it took a while.
Took a lot of courage.
Yeah,
to do it at that time. When you're doing something for the first time like that, for sure. Even if it's at your high school where you're new virtually everybody, but still, doesn't make it any easier. Maybe that makes it tougher.
Actually, I transferred in as a sophomore, so I knew maybe half the people, which made it also, because I was I was the new kid still, as a senior. I hardly knew any people in my own class. And so it was actually a nice bridge of oh, you're the guy who does that thing now. Like, that was, it wasn't just the new guy.
Right,
it was,
you had an identity.
The guitar, yeah.
Yeah.
And I learned, when I initially learned, it was because I was trying to impress my girlfriend, high school girlfriend. So, it's all tied together. Those hormones get a lot done if you
That is very true. I found that to be true as well. Justin Cohn is with us. Where was that high school? What was the high school?
That was Milford High School.
Milford High.
Graduated 2011. Okay. So this is the 10 years. Yeah.
You're still a young man.
Thank you. I was about to say I'm an old man, but I appreciate that.
I know you're a dad now. So that
I am a dad now. Yep. That's true. November 29th, 2020. My daughter Juniper was born. And that was completely life changing. Every father told me that I would never, I'd ask people for advice who I respected, and it would be you just have to experience it. That love, that adoration you have for a human being. And it's true. I've never experienced anything like that. So I'm immediately this little crying, pooping ball of, just red, pink. Just so, I would immediately jump in front of a train for her. The love was there right away. So it's crazy how that works.
And her name again?
Juniper.
Juniper.
Juniper,
like
yep.
Jennifer Juniper?
Juniper, yeah. That's come up before.
Has it?
But Juniper. We call her Junie.
Junie, yeah.
But she's just starting to walk, and it says a few words, and
It'll be fun celebrating that first Christmas that at least she's aware of.
She's aware of. Right. She was less than a month old,
yeah.
Last year. But this year she loves wrapping paper. more than what's in it. So we found, she loved the wrapping paper.
So. Yeah, you see, kids are happy with the wrapping paper and boxes, you know?
I know. I mean, yeah, get an empty box. You know, the first year, save a lot of money.
Yeah. So Justin, I'm sure many of you have heard his music before if you've seen him at any one of his gigs in the area, where he performs in the area quite a bit and has recorded a lot of songs at Rocking Horse. He has a new one coming out very, very soon. In fact, when you hear this for the first time on Thursday morning, the song is going to come out the very next day or midnight.
Midnight, really, technically.
Midnight on Thursday, the 16th or 17th, depending on how you look at it. But we're going to hear that song in just a little while. But you started writing at 10. You've been, you know, doing it off and on ever since.
Yep.
Must have a tremendous catalog right now.
So I'm not one of those writers. So I'm great at starting songs, and I've got about 300, and that's not even an exaggeration, of like voice memos in my phone of things started, and I've got a bunch of lyrics that I've, you know, a verse or chorus here, but putting them all together, no, I probably average 3 or 4 songs a year where I can actually complete it, for the last several years anyway. I don't know if it's being a perfectionist or just being a little lazy, but it's probably a combination of the two, which is a nasty cocktail sometimes. When I'm like, oh, I'm so close with this song, and then it takes 2 years to finish it. But I do write a lot. I'll get in moods where I just, you know, feel a little more musical. I'll just hit record, and I'll try to come up with some melody or something. That's the way it's been going lately anyway. I've been trying to be more creative in that way. And the guitar, I've got a little, Martin guitar that kind of sits by the couch. That's always ready to go when I need it. So I'd love to write even more than I do. I have been writing for, I guess it's been about 18 years. I'm 28, so it's been about 18 years now, and I think the songs have improved since the cheesy love songs and cheesy worship songs that I wrote when I was 10, but, you know, who's to say, so.
Well, I tell you, you've got a lot of soul in your voice. You really and truly do, and always, no matter what it is, whether it's, a ballad or an up-tempo song, you name it, always enjoyable to listen to Justin Cohn. And originally from Milford, or
I grew up. Yeah. I was born in Nashua, for 7 years. But then or 6 years. And then we moved to, more or less, we moved to Milford after that. So I say I grew up in Milford.
Right.
I did. I went to a little private school in Nashua until 9th grade, and then I went to Milford High School, like I mentioned. I was a transfer into there. Milford was the home. I lived in 2 houses there, and. Yeah. And I moved, now I'm in Goffstown, so, which is a nice, we're in Goffstown, and it's a good, good location. It's not right in Manchester. It's on the other side.
So,
a nice area with the baby now. It's a sidewalk and everything, and it's a quiet place. So but Milford is, I love it. I love, big fan of the local history and that kind of thing. So everywhere I move, I'm always looking at that.
The Milford Oval, I think everybody thinks of that.
The Oval had all sorts of stuff on it that isn't there anymore. Like, it had a big hotel, a big white hotel on the corner. And there's a, Milford's granite town. So it had all these active quarries that used to be, that are now just sitting in the woods by themselves. So as a kid, I would go out there with friends and try to find them. And old cellar holes everywhere, which is kind of one of the inspirations of the new song. Look at that. It wasn't even on purpose.
There you go. We continue to tease the new song. And we're going to hear it, folks, before this hour is over. But Justin Cohn is with us. You mentioned you're a member of the Rocking Horse Music Club. And I know you've worked on a number of different adventures with Brian Coombs and Pat Gochez and all the other great musicians who are involved with Rocking Horse.
Rocking Horse Music Club. That was wasn't a planned endeavor. It wasn't supposed to be a band, but Brian and Pat Gochez, they wrote Brian Coombs and Pat Gochez wrote a song called Everywhere Is Home. They came to me with, and they said, hey, this would be, I think your voice would go well on this. And we recorded it, and then, had a choir called Sing Gospel Choir, phenomenal, from the UK. We're on that track too. We went over there and, we did a music video together. And then we decided, hey, let's do a full album. And then we did like a 6-song CD, kind of an EP kind of in between. And then our last project that was released was a tribute record to Anthony Phillips. Ann Phillips, who was a one of the founding members of the band Genesis. And we went over there, and so he hadn't performed his songs in decades. He was writing and recording, but he doesn't perform them. So when we went over there and did a couple of shows, there were all of these Genesis fans and Anthony Phillips fans who'd been following his music for years but had never seen it live before. So we did a couple of shows at a beautiful venue called Trading Boundaries, south of London. And they were really well received, and very hard songs, not the kind of songs I'd write for sure. Progressive rock, like, you know, the time signatures will change and the keys will change sometimes at the same time, and it's all over the place. But they're like really immersive and fun, and I think so anyway, and complex, you know. So,
and I know that was a dream come true for Brian Coombs to go over there and record with, you know, Anthony Phillips.
And he was there. He was in
Genesis.
The audience.
Yeah,
was there. He saw us play, which was a little nerve. We did two nights in a row. It was nerve wracking the first night, but then we knew he approved after that, so we felt a little better.
Yeah, it had to be. You know, it really did. But that had to be a tremendous experience.
Yeah, that was there were people that flew over from you know, the presidents of fan club, presidents of the German Genesis fan club flew over, and a bunch of those like Genesis fan club people, and people who are very well connected in that area, that's galaxy of music that's a little different than what I do, like I said. But they were there. They were progressive rock fans are generally, and I respect this, very opinionated, and they have a specific way they like to hear things, and I think we pleased them, so I was very happy to meet their high bar, and like I said, and just the fact that Anthony Phillips was there and liked it, and we got to talk with him.
Yeah, as you said,
a wonderful thing. Yeah, it was
a founding member of Genesis, and I guess couldn't tour really because of stage fright, as I understand it. Yeah,
that's how I understand it. Yeah, and he was he was one of the original songwriters and 12-string guitarists.
Yeah,
and he played some of the keyed instruments, and he just couldn't. As they were in the process of blowing up, as they say, you know, they were on their way. The trajectory was there, and he just couldn't continue.
Yeah.
So, but he kept recording. Good for him. He kept recording and writing and making his living with music, even away from performing. So we were really honored and, you know, fortunate to be able to record that tribute record. And now we've got, we're working on our own full length, album. Might be a double album. It's going to be I don't know how many details I should reveal about it, but it's kind of a rock opera concept album. And I think it'll be something special. I sing on probably half the songs. We've got a lot of guest singers and instrumentalists, and it's going to be a really, really cool project once it's ready to be released.
So. And it's going to be recorded at Rocking
at
Horse.
Rocking
yeah.
Horse. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, what a company Brian has. I mean, we just mentioned Pat Gochez, who is a fabulous musician and performer as well. And so many others that Brian has in his stable, as it were, at Rocking Horse. Maybe there was a pun intended there. I'm not sure, but he puts out terrific music. He really does. And Everywhere is Home.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, I get chills every time I hear that song. Mm-hmm. Brian has played it for me a number of times on other radio stations, and it just gives me chills every time I hear that. And I think it's mostly because of you, Justin Cohn, you know?
Thank you.
But now, did you collaborate? Did you write that song?
I didn't. No, I didn't write it. They kind of came to me. I added my own little, vocal, my own style to it. But no, the melody, the bones of it were Brian, and definitely the bones and some of the meat were Brian and Pat for sure.
Yeah. But they knew who to go to. See, that's the thing. Yeah.
But Pat, you know, the demo was Pat singing in. I thought it sounded really, really great. But I'm grateful that Pat's a great instrumentalist and singer and writer and composer in his own right.
Yeah.
And he did, you know,
no doubt.
The way I met him was he composed a vocal part for my original EP. So I knew right away how incredibly talented Pat Gochez was too.
Both he and both Brian and Pat knew that had your name all over it. There's no doubt. I mean, that's what Brian told me anyway. And in the presence of Pat. So, you know, it was you. And they made the right decision.
Thank you.
For sure.
They wrote a beautiful song.
It does. If you have not heard it, I know you can find it online. Everywhere is Home. And it is fabulous. It is absolutely fabulous. We have to take Short break here. It's Kale and Company. Justin Cohn is with us at 1450 AM, WKXL 103.9 in the Concord area, in Manchester at 101.9 FM. We're presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and by Weed Family Automotive. You can call them right now and make an appointment at 225-7988. Don't forget the 603. 603-225-7988. WKXL, New Hampshire Talk Radio, talking about what matters to you. Welcome back. It's Kale and Company at 1450 AM, WKXL 103.9 FM in the Concord area, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers, and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. Our very special guest today is Justin Cohn, and Justin has played one song for us. If you missed it, it was Lie to Me, but I think we're ready for another one, Justin.
Yeah, I'll play the new song that's coming out
very
on Friday.
Soon. Yeah, yeah, very
at,
soon
at midnight, really. But yeah, that'll be on all the digital platforms anyway. And I'll play that for you. It's called Settlement Trees. I'll play it. I'll say a couple things about it after I play it. If
okay,
that's all right.
And that then sounds
I'll, yeah,
good.
I mean, that's, you know, just so you can hear it.
Sounds like a plan.
So yeah, this is called Settlement Trees. Caught in a branch with no chance to climb on down. And the morning dove's home, she'll let me know that I'm not alone in these clouds. 'Cause there's a fire in these pines as far as the eye can see. It's burning up homes like these by settlement trees. So kiss it goodbye or let it fly, swept up by the wind. Maybe your heart'll land, it'll land in my hand, scalded by sin. Oh, 'cause there's a fire in these pines as far as the eye can see. It's burning up homes like these by settlement trees. 'Cause the hell that enslaved it, the dark that embraced it, will loosen their fetters, cast down through the ages, the wildfire, the rages. When we melt, we're gonna melt together. Oh, 'cause there's a fire in these pines as far as the eye can see. It's burning our homes like these by seven trees. Meek as a dove, won't you pick me back up straight from off the ground? Darling, as long as we're flying and you're by my side, I'll never wanna come down.
That is the latest from Justin Cohn. and will be out very soon. Very emotional song. Settlement Trees is the name of it. So tell us about the inspiration for that.
Yeah, so that was, as a kid, I mentioned earlier, I loved going out in the woods and looking at the quarries and cellar holes. And
yeah.
I found, you'd find these trees by the cellar holes, especially the bigger ones. That were called usually homestead maples or homestead trees. And for whatever reason, I got it in my head as a kid that they were called settlement trees, yeah. Which is a misnomer, but I still wrote a song around the expression.
There you go.
So it's a big metaphor about, kind of things breaking down and coming back together. And it's about, love. And I think the biggest inspiration behind that is my wife. But it's a song that came together over a few years. It's one of those songs that took 3-4 years to actually finish and write. So, so that one will be out on Friday. So, and with a full band, although it's a minimal, it's the guitar and there's some drums. There's also a beautiful cello, which I did not do. Can't play cello. But it's a great, I would check out the full arrangement if you like that acoustic performance. But yeah, the inspiration was very rooted in my experiences out, kind of being in the woods. And I love that. I love the idea of there once being something somewhere that was significant. Someone's house was here and now it is just trees and stones. And the story of their life is, you can dig and you can find, that's something I like to do. But really, we're only here for such a short time.
Yeah.
For me, it's just a reminder of, I guess it's kind of a cheesy thing, but there's, lines about burning and that, sometimes when things burn down and turn to ash, it'd be really good fertilizer for something new. And
yeah. It is a very emotional song, and I could see the emotion you have in singing that song and performing it. So, I said your voice has a lot of soul, and it really and truly does. And came through in that one for sure. Settlement Trees, and where can people find it online?
Yeah, that'll be on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon Music, all the places you can stream or download music. It'll be distributed to all of those. You can also, and I'm sure I'll mention this later, but I've got a Facebook page, and I'm posting all about it this week. So there'll be links to pre-save it to your Spotify, that kind of thing. Spotify is kind of the devil we know as musicians. It pays, a quarter of a penny every time someone plays a song. But actually, I think it's more like a fifth of a penny. But it gets your music out there. Yeah, that's a big, it's very accessible. So it'll be pretty easy to find once it's released. Yeah.
All right. So on all the platforms and
my wife did the cover art. Jacqueline Hodgkins, that she did the cover art. It's beautiful. You should check that out too. Sorry, I wanted to throw that in there.
Oh, very nice. No, I'm glad you did. Yeah. I'm glad you did. That personalizes it even more.
Yep.
So that is great to know. I'm glad you did mention that. Is that the first time she's done cover art for you?
She's done the cover art for my first single, which is called Autumn of Your Love, back in 2015 or 16. And then the last three that I released from this upcoming album, which started last November, was the first one that was released. But she's done little drawings or paintings for each. I say little. They take different mediums. They take a lot of time. This last one was a digital piece she did.
Wow.
Really beautiful, fiery. And it captures the song really well. And she showed it to me. And I was like,
wow.
I'm picky with that kind of thing, but she always figures it out, finds the right channel.
That is really a great collaboration you have.
And she's a phenomenal, in her own right. She just sold a beautiful painting she did of she does all sorts of styles of art. So she's got her own art page that I share stuff from. You can find links to it, on my page too. But so you'll see her art too if you check out my song on those platforms.
Wow, that is fabulous. That even makes it more meaningful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Than it already is. And and I was listening to you sing Settlement Trees. What it immediately brought to mind to me was, the devastation recently in Kentucky.
Yeah.
And so many people not only losing their homes, but losing loved ones as well. And that song kind of brought it to mind.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's, wow. I'll have to let that sit with me for a little bit because that's true. I feel what you mean there.
Yeah.
Horrible, obviously.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Prayers. Yeah. And
such devastation.
I have a friend that was, I talked to on the phone last night from Kentucky, but from more northern Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
But he was there, the sirens went off and everything. Just he's like, I was going to call you last night, but I had to make sure my phone was on the charger because I didn't know when we were going to lose power forever. Yeah. It could be
right.
Weeks. Thankfully, his town wasn't hit as hard as Mayfield. That was just
Mayfield, Kentucky. Yeah,
oh, horrible.
Yeah,
absolutely
just
horrible.
Such tragedy.
Just and at night too. Yeah. You can't even see it coming. It's just
right.
Yeah,
yeah. No opportunity to plan for it whatsoever. Justin Cohn is here and singing some great songs for us today and telling us a little bit more about Justin Cohn and his great family and his daughter, who is just a little over a year old now and will be able to enjoy Christmas for the first time. And I'm sure she is certainly an inspiration to you, as you mentioned. And it can't help but be, right?
She's and when I talked earlier about the writing process, she's, in a way, has kind of played into that in a, like, she's definitely an inspiration and makes me want to write songs. But because I don't know if it's because I get in my own way here, because I love her so much and I want it to be perfect. So I've started to write probably a dozen songs for her.
Yeah.
I haven't been able to finish one yet because I'm just like, it's got to be right and she's got to like it. You know, because she does. She'll, I think even when she was like 5 or 6 months old, she was, I'd play a couple, you know, songs that she would be familiar with and she would sing along and, you know, not with words, but, you know, her own way. And she definitely does that now. She knows how to go la 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 la. She's got a big she's a big fan of Sesame Street songs. So she's singing right along to So I've learned some of those too. And
that's where it starts for so many people.
Oh, for me too.
Sesame Street.
Yep.
Or even Barney. You
Barney.
Know?
Oh,
is Barney still on?
I don't know. My little brother was really into Barney, so I'm very familiar with. I thought I was rid of Elmo too, because my brother was into him too. And then my daughter comes along and she loves Elmo. So
well, my youngest daughter was a huge Barney fan when she was young, and she went on to become a pretty good singer. So, and it wasn't because of me, that's for sure. It was because of Barney.
Give Barney the credit
I give Barney the credit for sure. Justin Cohn is with us, and Justin, you're going to have a couple of appearances coming up in the not-too-distant future as we listen to this for the first time on Thursday, the 16th. I know on the 17th, you're at the Elm House of Pizza in Manchester.
I am.
And then the 18th, and that's 7 to 10 in Manchester on Friday night. And we're booming into downtown onto Elm Street right now.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be listening to this program for
sure.
And Friday, the 17th, we said at the Elm House of Pizza, Manchester, 7 to 10 p.m. And then the next day from 3:30 to 6 at the Colby Hill Inn in Henniker, part of their Winter Wonderland Barn Market.
Yep.
Correct?
And that'll be a really great family event. It's a $5 entry fee at the door. That helps pay the musician, to be frank. That's a big reason why they're charging it. But they also, I mean, once you get in there, there's so many festivities and you can get a lot of Christmas shopping done. And it'll be just a great atmosphere. I haven't been there yet for it, but I've seen pictures of it, and they've really done a remarkable job getting everything in the Christmas spirit. I'll be playing a lot of Christmas songs, which is not something you hear me do at my regular bar gigs usually. So so that'll be like you said, 3:30 to 6, and really love for you to come out there to Henniker. Yeah, great spot. Also Thursday, I'm the Common Man in Windham, if you're in that side of the, you know, if you happen to be on that side of the state, just so you know, that's 6 to 9. But yeah, that's this week. I play a lot of cover gigs in bars and restaurants, and that pays a lot of the bills, and I'm really blessed and fortunate to do that. But something like Saturday will be a special event, you know, and if I can find my Santa hat, I'll wear it so you can see me in a fancy Christmas getup.
All right. at the Colby Hill Inn in Henniker on Saturday the 18th from 3:30 to 6. I know some of you are probably hearing this after the fact.
Yep.
I'm sorry you missed it. But if you're hearing it before the fact, check it out on Saturday the 18th at the Colby Hill Inn in Henniker. It's 1450 AM WKXL 103.9 on the FM dial in the Concord area, 101.9 in the Manchester area. Kale and Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. And Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. WeedFamilyAutomotive.com. Welcome back, 1450 AM, WKXL, 103.9 FM and 101.9 FM in the Manchester area. We are presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers and Weed Family Automotive at 124 Store Street in Concord. Our guest today, very special guest, Justin Cohn. He's played a couple of beautiful songs for us today, Lie to Me, and his latest called Settlement Trees, which will be available very shortly online when you listen to this on Thursday. It's coming out on Friday at midnight. At the stroke of midnight, you'll be able to access Settlement Freeze by Justin Cohn, C-O-H-N, ladies and gentlemen. Justin, what do you have for us next?
Oh, I'll play this will be a song that'll be on the new album, so it's not being released anytime soon, but I wanted to play it. So this is a song called Marjorie. Marjorie waters flowers in the window. She says, maybe there we'll watch them grow. So the sun came pouring in, bold and bright and beautiful. She says, it's easier to let things go. Oh, Marjorie, remember all the memories as you watched your children grow. Oh, Marjorie, how time it struck like a lightning, and you know it doesn't seem that long ago. So Marjorie, she takes a duster to a picture frame. She says, here's the man I'll always love. She picks it up, kisses it and says his name, glances at the time above. Oh, Marjorie, remember all the memories as you listen to him sing. Oh, Marjorie, so deep and dark and powerful, and her old ears, his voice still rings. And her old ears, well, his voice still rings. So Marjorie feeds the dog and checks the kitchen stove. She pats his head and says goodnight. Now off to bed, a life bold and bright and beautiful. She says, the pain's no longer worth the fight. Oh, Marjorie, remember all the memories as you lay your head to rest. Oh, Marjorie, your breath is slowing down. Give this life, but you take the next. You give this life, and you take the next.
Justin Cohn. Marjorie. And what was the inspiration for Marjorie? Or who was the inspiration for Marjorie?
You know, there wasn't really an inspiration. Who? Life and death, I guess. I had the first verse. It was one of those, like, I had the first verse written in, like, a few minutes, and then I sat on it for a year, and then I'm like, you know, I kind of like how this goes, and I tried to build around it. But I knew it was something about Marjorie, you know, Marjorie waters flowers in the window. Like, oh, who's watering flowers? And it was kind of a reverse engineering thing. Like, oh, who's this character that I've created named Marjorie? It's an older woman, and she's, you know, looking back on her life and is dying happily and peacefully. And I think it's a nice story. It's a bit of a fairy tale story. Not everyone, you know, unfortunately gets an ending like that, but some people do. And it's kind of a break from my songs are sometimes pretty sad, and that one is sad, but to die in a place where you feel that you've completed what you've wanted in life is a really happy thing in its own right. So that's kind of the inspiration behind it. It was less a person, and you know, there are older women in my life, especially growing up. I was 6-7 years old. My 7 years old, my meme died, my great-grandmother. Mm. But she was a woman that I was there all the time, and so I, you know, thought of her a little bit. And,
yeah.
But yeah, no, that was just one that kind of just rolled out over time.
The musical stylings and writings of Justin Cohn today here on Kale & Company. Delighted to have Justin in studio today here at 1450 AM WKXL, the signal that's been around for 75 years now. Our newer signals, 103.9 FM in the Concord area, and our very newest, 101.9 FM in the Manchester area, so Justin can listen to us in Goffstown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kale & Company, presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers. And Weed Family Automotive, they are at 124 Store Street in Concord. Welcome back. We're heading down the home stretch of this edition of Kale & Company. I'm sorry to see it coming to an end, but I do want to get one more song out of our guest today, Justin Cohn, if you don't mind, Justin.
Yeah, fact, no, absolutely.
We'll go out with this one because we only have a few minutes left. I do want to tell you that the program presented by Granite State Dairy Promotion and your local New Hampshire dairy farmers and Weed Family Automotive, 124 Store Street in Concord. Justin's new song, Settlement Trees, which you heard just a short time ago. And if you're listening online on nhtalkradio.com, you can rewind it a little bit and hear it. Rather than that, go online and buy the song. Justin Cohn, C-O-H-N, Settlement Trees is his new one. What are you going to play for us right now?
This will be this one's called On the Other Side Was You. It's a nice, I think a nice calm one to end on here. It's a song that's out, came out last November. This one is just it's another love song. So I hope you like it.
Justin, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
In your eyes I found something. In your eyes I found something. Take my love, my offering to you. For you. Because darling, you, you give me all I've needed deep within. This spirit contemplated everything. And on the other side was you. And on the other side was you. Were there. Beacon in troubled ocean, deep despair. Illuminates devotion, hand outstretched. But on the other side was you. And on the other side was you. Never grasp, never grasp on to what you held. Searching for a sign in a wishing well. We were so affixed to the siren song. Together we will drift where we now be. And now all the signs, they point in your direction. I'm alive. Despite my worst intentions, blinding light decayed all I believed is true. And on the other side was you carry me. Across this swell of aching, rescuing, no, the man I was forsaking. Hope was lost, but on the other side was you. Hey, on the other side was you. And on the other side was